This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 181. Will Lindsay go to Japan? Future tense in English.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, where you'll finally get real native English conversation with your hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Gabby Wallace, the language angel from Boston, USA.
Are you tired of making the same mistakes in English future tense? In today's episode, we're going to solve that problem for you. Listen up!
Gabby, is it true that you're leaving me here in Boston and you're moving to Japan?
It's true, Lindsay! But it's okay, we're going to continue the All Ears English Podcast as normal. And for you listeners who are in Tokyo, I want you to come join me in person in Tokyo at a live monthly meetup event. The only way that you can find out the time, the day, the location is to get on our sign-up list at allearsenglish.com/Japan. And if you want to come from outside Tokyo, that's cool too. Just come sign up and I'll give you the information.
And if you're not in Japan, don't worry. You're still going to get Lindsay and Gabby 4 mornings a week on your podcast app. Are we recording already?
We are.
Oh my gosh, I didn't even realize. You caught me off guard.
Wake up.
Okay, I'm up.
How are you doing?
I'm just fine.
Great.
How are you?
I am fantastic. I've had some coffee to drink.
I can tell. You're wired.
Woohoo. So guys, today is a Teaching Tuesday.
And we are at number 11 of our top 15 fixes to tune up your Porsche.
Yeah, that English Porsche that you're driving around, it needs a little tune-up.
Yeah, time to take it to maybe the car wash today.
We noticed one problem you have with your Porsche is saying something like this. When I will be there, I will call you. Yeah, that's a little too much will.
Too much will. Entirely too much will.
So let's just get right to the correct version. You're probably wondering, oh, what's wrong with that? What's correct?
Yeah, so I'll correct Gabby's poor English here.
Oh, thank you. Okay. So
I'm there, I'll call you.
Oh.
Ooh.
But you're talking about the future. Why would you say, when I am there, I will call you?
Isn't that confusing? Well, the problem is not why. The problem is that's what we say.
Well, I think there's a lack of awareness that we often use the present tense to refer to the future.
Right. And I think you guys are also separating. You're thinking, what you want to do is think about the whole sentence as one whole. When I'm there, I'll call you. Not when I will be there, I will call you. It's not two separate ideas. It's one idea.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So also, we have a clue in this sentence, the word when. So we are referring to another time. So we know you're not talking about right now.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
How about this one? When I will have time, I will study English.
Oh.
No?
Too many wills. When I have time, I'll study English.
Okay.
How about that?
Yeah. That sounds better.
Yeah.
So, well, I want to actually have like a real conversation. Would that be fun?
A real conversation.
Okay.
Not a teaching conversation.
You guys, you know that I recently moved to Tokyo. So I want to ask Lindsay, will you come visit us in Tokyo?
Sure, I will.
Ooh, wonderful. All right. So when you come to Tokyo, what do you want to do? What do you think we'll do?
Okay. So when I'm in Tokyo.
Yeah.
When I am in Tokyo.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I'll drink green tea.
Okay, okay.
I'll visit a Zen monastery.
Okay.
That would be cool. I'd
awesome.
Like to do some meditation.
Yeah.
Zen-style meditation.
Cool. I think, sorry to be teachery again, but for some of these We don't want to force the use of will. You can also say, I'm going to.
Right.
Like, when I'm in Tokyo, I'm going to drink green tea.
Exactly.
And, there's a little overlap here, and that's a whole nother episode. You know, when do we use will? When do you use going to?
Right.
And there is a difference, but I kind of sense, Lindsay, that you were, like, struggling to maybe use will, even though we could use either one.
Exactly.
Right?
So that could be another, I'm not sure if that's one of our top 15 fixes, but it should be. Will versus going to. And there is a difference. And there are a couple of differences, and we can do that in another episode.
Okay. Absolutely.
So, but today we're using will more than you might normally use it, because we want to give you the examples.
Yeah, and actually that is our sixth fix.
Great.
So in about 5 weeks, if you guys listen in, you'll understand more about will versus going to. So actually now, you know, if you have any questions about that or any examples you want us to talk about, you could leave that in the comments for this episode at allearsenglish.com/181. We'd love to hear your questions for the future episode. But
right, so sit tight for that.
Yeah. Okay, so Lindsay, you're coming to Tokyo. So
when I'm in Tokyo, right?
Yeah. Do you think you will want to meet up with some of our listeners in Tokyo?
Definitely.
Cool.
That will be one of my first priorities.
Awesome. And actually, guys, we do have a page on our website, allearsenglish.com/Japan, where we want you to sign up if you're interested in meeting up in person live with Lindsay and myself in Tokyo.
Yeah, that's right. We can't wait to see you guys in Japan. It's going to be really fantastic to meet up there. And so, Gabby, when you're on vacation in Japan, what will you do?
When I'm on vacation, I would love to hike Mount Fuji.
Ooh.
When on vacation, honestly, I really do love working on All Ears English.
So, she's a workaholic.
Well, you know, it's fun. I mean, yeah, so I'll work on All Ears English, but, you know, for things that are just purely fun, I would love to take some day trips, you know, go to cities that are near Tokyo. And also, you guys know, I love connecting with people. I love seeing my friends and meeting new ones, so I will definitely see some friends I have in Japan and hopefully meet new ones. So, you know, if you are in Japan or you're coming to Tokyo, visit that page, allearsenglish.com/Japan. Get on the list so that you can find out about our live meetups. They're going to be really fun.
Yeah, we're going to get to practice fun things like will.
Yeah.
Together.
They will be fun. They're going to be fun. What's the difference? Is there a difference?
Ooh. When you guys are there. It'll be fun.
Yeah. So I think the takeaway from today is that when you have a future idea, like when I'm there, I'll meet up with you.
Right.
You use the present tense plus the future tense. You don't need to use the future tense twice.
Don't double up on the future. It's too many wills. Present tense for the first part of the sentence and then future tense.
Too many wills, not enough present.
Be more present, guys.
Yes. All right, now we're getting silly. But yes, I agree. All right, cool. Well, thank you for listening today, and we will see you tomorrow. We have a great interview with one of Lindsay's friends and colleagues, Christy Oshita. You're going to learn a lot about entrepreneurship and
how to be an entrepreneurial English learner.
Exactly. It's going to be awesome. See you guys there.
See you. If you want to put your ears into English more often, be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks so much for listening, and see you next time.